This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself. Hi, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where today we'll be discussing Musk's ambitious vision to turn Twitter into a super app called X, combining social media, news, payments, and even AI. Now, Musk aims to create a one-stop platform for users in the US, similar to WeChat in China. While his track record with Tesla and SpaceX shows his potential to disrupt established industries, the challenges of creating a super app in the highly competitive US market, with concerns around regulation and privacy, remain significant. And in this episode, we'll explore the features that could potentially define X as a super app, such as stock and crypto trading integration and AI-powered services. We'll also discuss the hurdles that X must overcome, like research and development investments, regulatory compliance, and gaining traction in a fragmented app ecosystem. Now join us as we delve into the possibilities and challenges of Elon Musk's vision for X and what it could mean for the future of technology in the United States. Now, Twitter informed its business users on April 18th that Twitter Inc. is now X Corp. It's the latest move in Musk's attempt to turn his reluctantly purchased platform into an everything app called X. Along with the name change, there's the recent news that Twitter has partnered with a stock and crypto trading firm, and Musk also incorporated an artificial intelligence company called X.AI, which may be part of his super app plans. So, so-called super apps, or everything apps, as Musk has referred to them, are apps that offer several services, usually including a payments component, and they're hugely popular in Asia, though you can find them in Africa and Latin America as well. But they haven't caught on in the US. Musk clearly wants that to change, and he wants Twitter to lead the way. The billionaire has said a few things about his plans and made what appear to be a few preliminary moves toward it. But what is Twitter can do with his dwindling resources and polarizing owner is still very much in question. So let's talk about what super apps are right now. If you're in the US, you probably haven't used a super app before. It's possible you hadn't even heard of them before Musk started talking about the concept. But you might be familiar with WeChat, a Chinese messaging app that then President Trump tried to ban along with TikTok in 2020. WeChat has 1.26 billion users worldwide as of September 2021, and it's enormously popular in China. If you have family there, you probably use WeChat to stay in touch with them. And since its 2011 release, WeChat has become much more than a messaging app for mobile devices. It quickly expanded into payments and gaming. Now, WeChat is owned by a Chinese company called Tencent, which is a major player in gaming worldwide, and then it added mini programs or third-party apps housed within WeChat, which vastly expanded its capabilities. These days, users can do just about everything. Within WeChat, they can hail a taxi, order food, pay bills, share videos, and even share their government-issued identification. In some circumstances, they may only be able to access certain services through their WeChat accounts. And WeChat supplies and has control of the infrastructure that underpins this ecosystem. And the possibilities are almost endless. They can build anything they want on top of it. And for many people in China, WeChat is their entire internet. Now, Jason Wong, an analyst of software design and development at Gartner, describes the concept as one company building an open app for third parties to build these mini apps. He likens super apps to how Batman and Iron Man have suits with core powers, and they add on regular different gadgets and functionalities to them, and they can remove them as well. He said, you build a super app, which is the costume, that shell that has some core value, and then other partners will see value and create additional superpowers for your suit. Now, WeChat success has inspired other super apps in Asia and other continents. Alibaba's Alipay, which began as a payment service, is also popular in China. Southeast Asia has Grab, which started out as a ride-hailing app, and Gojek, which began as a delivery service. Now, Africa's super apps, which include M-Pesa and Temtem, have similar origin stories, as does Latin America's Rappi. But the U.S., along with Canada and Europe, hasn't been able to produce a super app of its own. We've seen companies expand the services their apps offer into other areas, like how Uber or ride-hailing service now offers food delivery and grocery delivery within its platform. And Microsoft allows third parties to develop apps within its Teams workplace. Now, PayPal launched its version of a super app in 2021, but it hasn't gained much traction in comparison to its Asian counterparts. Several factors have contributed to the lack of a true super app in the West. Now, one reason is the intense competition in the U.S. market, with companies specializing in particular niches and strive to maintain their dominance. Furthermore, regulatory hurdles and privacy concerns make it difficult for companies to consolidate user data and offer a wide array of services under one app. Lastly, the fragmented nature of the Western app ecosystem with both iOS and Android platforms creates additional challenges for developing a super app that works seamlessly across all devices. Now, Musk has a vision for this super app, the X app, and he's going to be turning Twitter into the super app, and it's ambitious, to say the least. He's hinted at creating a platform that combines social media, news, payments, and AI, all within one single app on your device. It's a huge order, but if there's someone capable of pulling it off, it might actually be Elon Musk. And while the full extent of Musk's plans for X is yet to be revealed, some features are already taking shape. The partnership with stock and trading and crypto firms indicates that the ability to trade stocks and cryptocurrencies could be integrated into the platform soon. Additionally, the acquisition of X.AI suggests that AI-powered features and services may play a significant role in the app. Now, Musk's track record with Tesla and SpaceX has shown his ability to disrupt established industries and create innovative, transformative solutions. However, the challenges of creating a super app in the U.S. market are numerous, and the polarizing nature of Musk's public persona may make it difficult for X to gain widespread adoption. Now, as ambitious as Musk's vision for X may be, there are several hurdles that need to be overcome for it to become a reality. First and foremost, Twitter will need to invest heavily in research and development to create a seamless, integrated platform that can support multiple services. This will likely require collaboration with third-party developers to create an ecosystem of mini-apps, much like WeChat has done in China. Furthermore, regulatory and privacy concerns will need to be addressed. The consolidation of user data across various services may raise red flags with regulators, and X will need to demonstrate that it can protect user privacy while providing the convenience of an everything app. This may necessitate working closely with regulators to ensure compliance with existing laws and regulations. Now, gaining traction in the highly competitive U.S. market will be a huge challenge. To achieve the same level of WeChat in China, X will need to offer a truly unique and compelling user experience and services that sets it apart from other apps. This will likely involve extensive marketing and partnerships to drive user adoption and killer apps to get people involved. Now, the vision for X as a super app is an ambitious endeavor that could potentially transform the way people in the U.S. interact with technology and their devices. However, there are numerous challenges to overcome, including competition, regulation, and privacy concerns. And while Musk, his track record suggests he might be the one to finally pull this off, it remains to be seen if X can be successful, because there's so many challenges and it could possibly be the go-to app for users in the US and possibly Canada in the future. Discover the ultimate Elon Musk experience with a premium membership to the Elon Musk podcast. Help us push the boundaries of innovation and quality as we bring you in-depth, independent coverage of SpaceX, Tesla, Twitter, and everything else Elon. Your support enables us to expand our reach, enhance our studio for video podcasts in the future, and grow our passionate team. Now join the premium community now, and together let's elevate the conversation. Find the link in the show notes and become a vital part of our mission today.